And we'll discover together, well, the plural form, how to construct or how to make a plural form. So it's le pluriel en français. So let's start now. So we'll take this example, okay, basic example. A friend, un ami, okay, un ami. Okay, so here you can see that we've got this article indéfini, un, the masculine form, singular form, and then we've got ami, friend, like that, at the singular form as well. So if we want to construct the plural form, well, obviously the article will change, okay? We saw previously that the plural article was des, in that case, and then we keep the same word, so ami, and the rule goes like that. You get to add at the end of the word s, okay? In that case, and as in most of the cases, you won't pronounce it, but you will have to put it, okay? And so you've got des amis, okay? And if you make the liaison, so the link between the two, you will get des amis, okay? Des amis. So ami, remember, doesn't change. Even if you get to write the S, then you don't pronounce it, okay? And now, let's see a few examples. So this one, une femme, okay? So if we think about the rule that we saw previously, then une is changing and then the article become des, okay? Femme, you write it like it was at the singular form and then you just add this S at the end, and as we said, you don't pronounce it, so you get des femme, okay? Des femme. So une femme, singular, and then des femmes, right? And then un homme, if we make this little link between the two, un homme, un homme, un homme, and then we'll put this word at the plural form. So same thing here, so this article indéfini un is becoming des in that case, and then you rewrite the word homme, and after that you just put the S at the end. You don't pronounce it, so you get des hommes, des hommes, des hommes, okay? Un homme, singular form, des hommes, plural form, okay? And then I took, well, this example with this article défini le, okay, so the, le livre, okay, if you want to put the plural form, then the article here becomes les, so that's the plural form, okay, les, and then same rule, you just write livre, and then you put S at the end, but then you don't pronounce it, les livres, le livre, les livres. So it's quite interesting in this example here, because if you listen carefully, le livre, les livres, so the only way to know whether it's singular or plural is to pronounce correctly the article, in that case, le, and here, les. So it's really this le, and then les, that will make the difference between the singular form and the plural form, okay? As usual in French, we've got exceptions. So you get words that will end with this e, a, u, combination of vowels, like, for instance, une, o. So remember, when you get these vowels like that, then you get only the sound o, okay? Une, o. So in that case, well, you won't add the S as like we saw previously, but then it will be, the rule is that you get to put X here at the end, but then same rule, you don't pronounce it. Des eaux, okay? Une eau, des eaux, all right? Second group, words ending with A, U. Here is an example. Un tuyau, okay? Same rule here, you won't add S at the end, but instead of S, you will put X, Okay? Des tuyaux. Same rule, you don't pronounce it. Des tuyaux. Okay? Un tuyau, des tuyaux. So the only difference will be with the article because the word will be pronounced the same way. And then the last group is the words ending with e. So let's take one example. Un feu, and basically the same rule. You don't put S, but you will put X instead, and then you don't pronounce it. Des feux. Un feu, des feux. Okay? There is another group of words. So because normally the words ending with OU, like that here, OU, and then the sound is OU, okay? Normally these words just behave like the others, so you just need to put S at the end. But of course, as usual in French, we've got few exceptions. So I've been listing all the exceptions of the OU ending, you know, words that will, well, like we saw previously, not take S, but then take X at the end, okay? But still, as usual, it's not pronounced, so it doesn't really affect the pronunciation, but it's just for you. If you want to write them correctly at the plural form, remember, it's not S, but it's X, okay? So the first one, un bijou, okay? So I did put the translation here. Pluriel, des bijoux. Okay? Then, un caillou, plural, des cailloux. Okay, remember, you don't pronounce it, the final X. Then, un chou, okay, remember, when you combine this C and H, you get the sound sh, sh, sh. Chou, un chou, pluriel, des chou, okay. Un genou, des genoux. Un hibou, des hiboux, des hiboux. Un joujou, des joujoux, des joujoux. Un pou, des pou, des pou. Okay, so the good thing, if you remember carefully what I've been introducing so far, is that the main group of words are actually you only need to add S at the end, and then you, well, basically you don't pronounce the S. Or then the exceptions, you will, like these ones here, you will have to add this X at the end, but still you won't pronounce the X, okay? But still, as usual, we've got exceptions. So a few exceptions, not that much, but then these exceptions are really, really strange because it does mean that the pronunciation will change, okay? So we'll take this one, un bœuf, and then at the plural, well, you just write it like we saw previously, so you just add this S, but then pronunciation changes quite much because you get des bœufs, des bœufs, all right? Un bœuf, des bœufs, all right? Then, un œuf, des œufs, okay? And we'll make the liaison here to make it sound more beautiful. Des œufs, des œufs. All right, un œuf, des œufs. And then the last one, this is probably the most strange one. Un œil, des yeux, des yeux. Yeux, yeux, okay? Don't pronounce the final X as usual. Yeux, yeux, des yeux, all right?